Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Steve, you ready for your first ever Uncrustable?
I am, man, because look, you guys have been building it up, and like anything, you could be full of S, because I would do it to you. However, once you guys brought it up, the text lines have blown up, and every single person that texted in, which was basically an S-ton, were like, you're going to love this.
They are falling on the counter as we speak.
The entire world is telling me I'm going to love
mine
this.
First?
No.
I'm starving.
I've never eaten one. You can wait, man.
You can watch me eat it, and I can tell you how good the other one is.
They are here because I have never had Wash to the Hair because BD ordered them for us, but still, the motivation.
That's right.
And I tried one.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30, the very first Uncrustable, and not the last. I will promise you that. You will have another after you have this one. Plus, the fact that we got two frozen boxes of them in the freezer working.
That might be the go-to now, yes.
Exactly. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Rock Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
John, team sober or team not sober?
I am on team sober for now.
All right. Okay, John. I don't know if you knew this. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. So tonight you're going to make one. Will it be Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or a can of soup?
I'm going to do Uncrustable, pop it in the toaster for a couple seconds so you get the middle soft and then the peanut butter is crunchy.
So these guys are telling me the truth because they've been building this up. I'm going to love it Uncrustable. This is what you're telling me.
Yes.
I'm a man who eats peanut butter and jelly on the regular. Feel like I even have my system down. You're still telling me this is going to beat my peanut butter and jelly. There's nothing special about my peanut butter and jelly.
I don't know if it's going to beat it, but you're going to be like, you know what? Wow, that's a great snack.
All right. Okay.
It is.
All right, John, here's your question. In the movie Stand By Me, what cartoon character does Vern think could take on Superman?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. SpongeBob?
Stand By Me, dude.
Old school cartoon.
Mighty Mouse?
Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse is not being Superman.
But he's mighty.
He is mighty, but Superman's super.
I feel like Demetrius Johnson could take him.
Oh, good call.
Oh, yeah. Demetrius Mighty
retired?
Mouse Johnson.
We know. Is he done?
He is. Okay. I think he still competes in like some jiu-jitsu tournaments and stuff. But I think he's done competing in MMA.
Okay. Right.
Also, I'd like to see him try any of the Superman actors.
Hell yeah!
They'd be like, dude, I'm an actor. I'm not fighting a real fighter. I just...
Demetrius Johnson versus Christopher Reeve.
Well, he's not really Mighty Mouse. Mike. Getting feisty over there.
All right, John. Your question, who created Star Trek? Who created Star Trek?
Boy, I should probably know this.
It's a spoiled fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, guys, I have no idea.
Miles?
I don't know. Miles never a Star Trek guy.
Gene Roddenberry.
That's correct, Mr. Gene Roddenberry.
I've heard the name.
Who do you think gets more action?
Oh, jeez.
Trekkies or Star Wars nerds?
Star Wars nerds.
Oh, well, man, I don't know.
I mean, the Trekkies were around for the sexual revolution.
I'd
say by the numbers only how long it's been around.
But you go to the Emerald City Comic-Con, right? I think they're doing about equal.
One was released, 10 years earlier. So,
but
obviously,
I'm just saying,
the numbers.
Like, sure, but per capita, I'm saying I think they're about equal because they have found a way to make some characters much sexier than I remember them. They've also found, on both sides, found a way to make characters I remember sexy be incredibly unsexy.
But I think the Star Trek uniform on the women's already sexy.
Right, but Slave Leia dominates. I'm just saying, in the Star Wars world at Comic-Con, if you're a Leia, 90% chance you're a slave Leia.
I'll stick with the Trekkies every day of the week.
Not a whole lot of sexy ensigns walking around the Comic-Con.
Well, there's not a lot of sexy Wookiees either, but I bet you that guy's getting play.
Maybe depends on your definition of a Wook.
What do you mean a Wook? He's a Wookiee.
Maybe she was just in a dominatrix. It wasn't a slave at all. Maybe she wanted to be there.
I'm just lost. What is this? All right, your question. Multiple choice.
Oh, hey, Luke.
9, 11, 13, or 17. How many Smithsonian museums and galleries are there in Washington, D.C.? 9, 11, 13, or 17?
I'm going to say 13.
I'll say 17.
17.
Dang. I should have known that.
Yes, that's a long day.
You could, there's no chance.
I was going to say, maybe what, two, three?
I would say four. You could spend a week there, honestly, to get through and do nothing else except go through
the just on the National Mall, you could physically walk between, like, to me, like the four kind of big ones.
Yeah, like Air and Space, Natural History.
Because they're huge, too.
They're huge, man. I mean, like, these are our, it's our warehouse of crap that we have. But all of that said, they're fantastic. I'm not a museum guy, but I'll tell anyone that goes to D.C., go to the Smith, at least go to Natural History and Air and Space, if it's open, which it wasn't last time I was there.
Oh, no!
I'm with you. I tell everybody, if you go to D.C., go to the Smithsonian. I also give a shout-out to the big museum in New York City. The one that they have the Night at the Museum.
Isn't that their Natural History?
Natural History.
Your question. What comedian provided the original voice for the Aflac Duck?
Oh, God.
R.I.P.
Man, I am not smart today.
How do you not know this? They teach it in school.
He's been on the show.
Yes, he has.
Oh, God. Oh.
Most distinct voice out there.
Yeah, he is. I know he's not a comedian, but just words make sense. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck as the Affleck Duck. Gilbert Gottfried.
Nice, dude.
Oh, yeah. I listened to that interview. Oh, yeah. That guy's hilarious.
He was.
Yes.
All right, your question. What is the American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus better known as?
Can you say that again?
Yeah. What is the American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus better known as?
Affleck.
There you go.
You got it, John. Very good.
I was like, the people thought about it. Like,
that makes sense. I'm sure.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tony.
Uh-oh. Hola.
Hola.
Tony, sober or not sober?
Semi-sober.
All right,
semi-sober. Okay, well, you're a good person to answer our men's room poll. National Men Make Dinner Day is today, so you're going to make one tonight. An Uncrustable, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or can of soup?
I'm going to go with grilled cheese, and the reason is when my wife and I were living in the apartment, it was pay bills or eat, and she did some really great things with grilled cheese I never thought was possible.
Like, what did she do?
She fit the whole thing in her anus, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Careful.
I'll tell you a pro tip that Noah, if you like Parmesan, but
outside.
Oh, yeah, crust some Parmesan on top of that thing. Oh, my God.
I mean, there is a reason I married her, but...
And it's for the grilled cheese.
Because it's still cheese.
You could do, like, buffalo cheese, like, all kinds of different things. Like, everything you could imagine in a sandwich. She made it that way, and I was surprised. We saved a lot of money that way.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, if the food's good, man, do it. All right, Tony, here is your question. In what year did World War I officially end?
1918.
Oh, damn. Good call, Mike.
You guys trying to drag the war out, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
That way the Depression didn't happen.
There you go. All right, your question. On what golf course would you find the three tricky holes called the Amen Corner?
I have no idea on golf courses.
It's a fairly famous golf tournament named after the course.
It's a tradition like none other.
So the U.S. Open, for example, could be famous at different courses with different names. But this course is the name of the tournament.
All I thought it was the majors.
It's one of those.
It is one of the majors. It's the first one. I could smell the azaleas.
I have no idea on this one.
Augusta. Amen Corner. Three holes. I'd have had a different name for it.
The OS Corner for me.
I still love that the prices are still the same. Not the same, but they are super cheap. You're not allowed to use a cell phone. It's very hard to get tickets, but that's why it's like a thing. You eat like the pimento cheese sandwich.
Right, right.
Beers are cheap, but that's why the roars are so loud there, because you got to watch the leaderboard.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah. Also, it's a private course. You do one major tournament a year. It takes $1 million to be a member every single year at Augusta.
Damn.
They don't need to make money that day.
No, they really don't. All right, your question. Chris Pratt, Bill Murray, Frank Welker, and a guy named Lorenzo Music have all provided the voice of what cartoon character?
Oh.
Mike was quick.
Bill Murray and Chris Pratt. That's a good one.
Bill Murray and Chris Pratt did it more recently. Chris Pratt most recently. Bill Murray before him. Then the other two guys. It's kind of back in the day.
Batman?
Is it? You're thinking that Bill Murray
Mario?
Would voice Batman.
That would be a great Batman.
Bill Murray playing the role of Batman. That would be the chillest Batman ever. Garfield.
I was going to say, I'm just hopeful that Bill Murray would be Batman.
Joker? Now Miles, that you put it out there, I want to see that.
Miles, I'm with you.
What, Mario?
Yeah, it's a me. I'm Mario.
Yeah.
Oh.
Question four, Tony.
No. Lorenzo?
The answer was Garfield.
It is Garfield. Yeah, Lorenzo Music. Apparently, he was the original voice of Garfield.
That's a strong name.
That is. Which one? I am Lorenzo Music. He probably sounded nothing like that, but that's how he sounds in my head. All right. Your question. What Stanley Kubrick movie was hyped with the line, quote, "In Vietnam, the wind doesn't blow, it sucks"?
Apocalypse Now?
Not a bad guess. Full Metal Jacket.
Oh.
What was the line?
In Vietnam, the wind doesn't blow. It sucks. We ain't wrong.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of metal, the Earth's core is composed primarily of what metal?
Fudge.
I'm going to have to say iron.
You got it.
Very good.
Technically, it's an iron and nickel alloy, but yes, we will go with iron.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Church. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Church, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, we're coming back from the job site, but not sober. But once again, once again home, not sober.
Church, is that your last name or your first name?
That's my last name. I call in all the time, guys.
Okay. All right, Church. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to make one tonight for dinner. Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or can of soup?
Grilled cheese, man. We had it last night. Both me and my foreman had it. So I'll probably have it again because it's just so good. You can actually add ham in between them, so you get a grilled cheese ham sandwich. Amazing.
How many can you eat?
I got down two yesterday.
All right.
But that was with tomato soup.
Okay, that's about the right number.
I'm trying to think if I ever eat grilled cheese in the summer. You know, he's mentioned he ate it last night, might do it again today, and I'm like, this weather does scream to me, like, eat as much grilled cheese as you want, man. It's getting cold outside, get
some gooey
cheese.
Depends on what you're doing.
What is a hot weather situation where we're hooking up grilled cheese?
Festivals. That's generally where I have it. I've eaten grilled cheese in the desert.
Yeah, you have brought that up before. All right.
Yeah, like that, I mean, that's kind of, like, I was making a Wook joke earlier, but, like, that's like a thing, right? Like, you go out to the lot or late at night, like somebody's making grilled cheese.
Really? You just count on it.
If you see somebody wearing something with the Grateful Dead on it, they have had grilled cheese in a parking lot.
Okay.
even the AED, I can guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. All right, here's your question. Catalonia is a region in what European country?
Catalonia?
Catalonia.
Yeah. Catalonia.
Catalonia.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to say what country? Venice, I think.
That would be a city in Italy.
Italy, yeah.
It does sound Italian. Spain.
So Barcelona is.
Barcelona.
I honestly only know that because of Barcelona Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
And their fans. It's like, it's not just fans of a team, it's a movement.
Right. That's a whole thing over there.
Yeah, and a different dialect of their language.
All right, your question. On the TV show Family Guy, who did Mayor West send back to the fifth dimension?
Yes.
Oh, Mixoplex.
No.
No, it wasn't Mickleton.
That's a Super Friends reference there, Ted.
The only way to send him back to the fifth dimension is to say his name backwards. Kebert Zella. Alex Trebek.
Oh, I remember that episode.
All right, Church. Question. What part of your body stinks? That's not the full question, so don't answer too quickly.
Right now?
Oh, my groin. What part of your body stinks if you suffer from podobromohidrosis?
Part of your body stinks.
Podobromohidrosis.
I'm gonna get a shot in the dark and say your elbows.
Your elbows.
I say your hair.
Yeah,
the land of the weenus.
Girl, you got stinky elbows.
You got a stinky weenus. That is a band name right there.
Stinky
write it
weenus.
Down. Stinky weenus.
You guys ready to rock?
We are stinky weenus, stinky bitches. Weenus. No, if you suffer from podobromohidrosis, it is your feet.
Oh.
That
right.
Stink. Okay. Oh, the weenus, very, very strong guess. All right, your question. What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn?
Oh.
Mama was eating.
Little Boy Blue.
All right, very
and
good.
And made $5. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right. Uncrustable time. Coming up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Should have bought milk.
Oh,
you know, I like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and glass milk. I know milk doesn't seem to be everyone's thing, but I think that's the most appropriate time to have a glass of milk other than with a couple cookies.
Or in a bowl of cereal.
Yes. Steve the Throw Hill Elite is a first ever Uncrustable coming up at 4:30 with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Yes, who it is, Ted.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
James.
Hola.
James. Sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, James, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, James. Okay. It is National Men Make Dinner Day. You're going to make one tonight. An Uncrustable, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or can of soup?
Uncrustable.
Uncrustable. All right.
All right, James.
Get away!
Wow.
That's not what you said, right? Uncrustable.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, hey, here's your question. What is the button on top of a fitted baseball cap called?
Unfitted baseball cap.
The little thing up top.
Hey. Hold on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
Not a lot of rules, James. Don't say those words.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, James, no F words.
Okay, I won't.
You did.
All right, here's your question. What animal represents the constellation Ursa Minor? What animal represents the constellation Ursa Minor?
It's kind of right there in it.
The giveaway's in the name.
A cat. I don't know.
Ursa Minor and Ursa Major, that would be a bear. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, dude.
All right.
I said, are you? He asked if you were okay.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel better.
Just checking. Better.
All right, James, your question. Nick Rhodes, John Taylor, Simon Le Bon, Roger Taylor, and Andy Taylor are all members of what band? They were big in the 80s. My wife dragged me to the show the last 2 years or so.
They're Hungry Like the Wolf, James.
And it was a fantastic show. They were awesome.
One of those names that repeats. So it nice does. You got to say it twice.
Mm-hmm. They stole it from what movie, Mike? Their band name.
Oh, I don't know that.
Barbarella.
That's why I don't know that.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Did they have any other songs other than Hungry Like the Wolf?
Oh, they had a pretty extensive catalog.
Actually, I like to hear them sometimes.
Ordinary World is one that most people who are younger know. Just Guess a Band.
Trying to help you there, James.
Just Guess a Band. I was thinking about the... I lost it. I don't know.
Slim Band, man.
Girls on Film.
Mm-hmm. Planet Earth. Rio.
B-52s.
Sorry, guys. I'm lost. I don't know.
Name a band.
Name a band.
Any band. Just name a band.
Just name one, dude.
Just name a band.
What band did we just play?
Yeah.
Who did we just
play?
I honestly can't.
That's a good big dummy question.
I'm too far lost. I don't know.
What band did we just play?
Well,
you can't name a band.
Any band in the world.
Any band. You can't name ever any band existed.
Corn.
There you go.
All right.
Corn. Very good.
Jesus. H. Wow.
Hungry Like the Corn. All right. Yes. That's a question for you guys. What band did we just play?
Okay. Hang on. We played Scorpions.
There it is.
Oh, all right.
I'm right here.
Here I be.
I'm right here.
I honestly couldn't remember. As soon as you said that, I'm like, who the hell did we just play?
The answer to the question was Duran Duran.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It was quarantine. Well, that James guy was so weird. He was confusing me.
Was he baked out of his gourd?
He had to be, or he's incredibly stupid.
Okay.
No offense, but if you're that dumb, you're that dumb. So
I'm thinking there was some other drug involved.
The only other time I've had anything similar to that, this is probably 10 years ago, we had this woman on, and same kind of thing, where we're like, man, just take a guess, you know? Like, and finally, the question we asked her, and I could not believe.
I remember this one.
Say her name was Tina, just like Tina.
It was the tiebreaker question.
What is your favorite color, right? Like, you can't go, all you got to do is say it, and you win. And she was being dead honest. I don't really have one. Like, oh, my God.
It was literally one of the questions that you guys designed that you couldn't possibly get wrong, and she managed to have no answer for it.
Yeah. What is your favorite color?
I don't have one.
I was spin the wheel.
Yeah. Hello, Tony B. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh,
no.
Tony B, sober or not sober?
I am not.
Not sober. Two not sober Tonys today. All right, Tony.
I have a question before we get into it. Are you guys going to do Big Dummy the day before Live Day?
Yeah.
And the day of Live Day?
Well, that's correct. Yeah. We would do normal Big Dummy the Thursday before Live Day. That would be December 12th, then December 13th. Okay. When we actually do Live Day down at, Showbox Soto, we will have a... It'll be Big Dummy, but it'll be a little more tailored to the event.
Tickets going fast at KISW.com.
All right, Tony, men's room poll. You're going to make one for dinner tonight. Uncrustable, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or a can of soup?
I'm a grilled cheese guy. I like putting a little bit of brie in mine.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
We should just open a grilled cheese restaurant.
What's that one cheese... Gruyere,
yeah.
I can never go wrong with Gouda or Munster either.
I agree.
They melt very well.
Those Munsters make a fine cheese. Mm-hmm. Ugly Family, beautiful cheese.
And dip it in tomato soup. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If tomato soup serves a purpose, that is it.
Yep.
It's grilled
that's
cheese.
The only
dip.
Thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. By the way, a texter does raise a good question. Like, what was the name of the button on top of a hat called? That is a squatchy. Mm.
Squatchy.
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 One of the dumbest words in the English language. But on that note, Tony B, your question is, what is the metal or plastic tube at the end of a shoelace called?
Oh, it's not a dongle. It's a dingle.
That is not a dingle.
Is it like an ipthet or something like that?
You're close. It's an aglet.
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 Oh, okay.
I had squatchy, then I had aglet. Squatchy. That word is so silly.
Right. Squatchy. It's you know, Bigfoot's kid.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're close with Bigfoot, that's what you call him.
Squatchy.
All right. Or that's his rap name, Squatch E. All right. Your question. In Harry Potter, who reveals to Harry that he's a wizard?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that would be the headmaster guy. I think Professor Dumbledore.
Ah, no. Incorrect.
Ted knows who it is.
James.
No, it's actually Hagrid.
I did not know that one at all. Mike threw me a ball. I hit it.
Ted's saying that he's wearing his wizard robe right now.
You didn't swing on the. You swung on the third pitch. For some reason, I thought Gruyere
or Munster was what a baby bell was.
but it's not.
Mm.
What is a baby bell?
It's kind of a Swiss thing.
It's a...
No, it's Gouda. It's good. No, it's a...
It's a...
It's just straight up whole milk cheese.
Do you want to know or not?
All
right, Jesus.
I do.
All right, it's a Edam style cheese.
Edam?
Edam.
Is that Edam? Like Swiss or... I think it's Swiss.
Just means Edam.
Yeah, that's what it means. It's delicious.
I don't know why I said it that way.
Take the wax off, eat the cheese. That's what it is.
But you're right. It is French because it's a... It's a product of Le Groupe Bell.
Le Groupe Bell?
Le Groupe Bell.
Le Groupe Bell.
Bell.
All right, here's your question. If a British person tells you that they're pissed, what are they?
Yeah. Peeved.
They're drunk.
They are drunk.
Ah.
Oh.
It can kind of mean both.
Okay. Right.
You could be on the piss. I could take the piss out of you, or you could just
piss
be pissed.
You're drunk. I get it. You know what? I didn't think that. That's like a crossword puzzle thing.
There's a day, Jesus, years ago, there's a chick I'm trying to get with her, but we're at the bar. I asked her if she wanted another drink. I did not know that piss meant something different in England, okay? So she goes, well, I don't want to get another beer because I'll get pissed. So in my mind, it makes her angry. I'm like, that's a weird thing. She's like, you think that's weird? I'm like, that's right. You drink and you get pissed. She's like, yeah, don't you? I'm like, no, actually, I drink and get less pissed. She's like, that's impossible. It took us about 10 minutes before a buddy of mine came over and said, dude, she's from England. Pissed means drunk. I'm like, oh, okay, I just thought you were crazy.
You ever heard of pissed drunk?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Your question. In the field of medicine, what does MRI stand for?
Oh, medical radiological inspection.
Okay.
Imaging.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Oh, resonance. I'm getting one of those on the 23rd, by the way.
You might want to find out what they're doing to you.
Yeah. Tony, do you know why?
Yeah, it's a routine because I'm over 50 and I'm a smoker.
Okay.
They just want to check my lungs.
All right. So they're basically doing a chest screen.
Right.
It's one of those things where they put you in there and the circle goes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then your watch gets ripped off.
Yeah, it'll be the first time. But, it needs to be done. So.
Take out any penis piercings you might have. All right. Your question. In a game of pool, what color is the five ball?
It's either orange or it's red. I think it's orange.
You got it. Boom. Very good, Johnny. Yeah. Nice work.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitch, hola. Good God. Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
Hey, I'm sober today, brother.
All right, Eastwood, welcome to Big Dummy. That's amazing. What's going on in your life? Normally you have a buzz on by now.
I'm over here at the Little Creek cashing in on my bets. I took the Lions in -3, and sorry, Ted, I went with the Rams in -1, so I took those, and I'm... I want you guys' opinion on who I should go for tonight on the Thursday night game.
What's the spread?
It's 6.5 for you guys.
I would take the bet. That's just me. Look, I'm a Ravens fan, man. If we win, I don't think it's by 6.5. I'll put it that way.
I'll tell you what I would do, Eastwood. I would bet on a different game. our men's room poll, Eastwood.
I wasn't going to put a lot of money on it. I was thinking it's like $20.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. Okay. Are you eating an Uncrustable tonight? A grilled cheese, a hot pocket, or a can of soup?
It's the grilled cheese, brother.
Right,
yeah, like
you.
I'm with that one guy with ham and cheese. Oh, man, you can't beat a grilled.
All right, Eastwood, here's your question.
Okay, we're ready.
Caracol, Dorset, Uriel, and Jacob are types of what animal? Caracol, Dorset, Uriel, and Jacob. And I probably said two of those wrong, but I don't apologize.
A jackrabbit. I don't know.
I'll say a porpoise.
Mule?
Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was a farm animal.
It was damn sheep.
I was thinking goat. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, sheep. Goat's not bad. I was there. But I went mule.
You did go mule.
Oh.
Damn.
And Ted. When are you going to get back on the Washington's back, man? I mean, the Redskins are just kicking butt and going to be in the playoffs.
I'm done,
man,
with the Commanders. I'm a Seahawks person.
Come on, man. That was your home team. You haven't given up on the Raiders, for Christ's sake. man. You can't give up on your own team, baby.
Well, your home team's not your home team.
I'm going to watch Maryland get their ass whooped by Oregon.
I knew the Raiders way before Seattle. Hey, I'm a Raiders fan.
Hey, do you think anyone in Baltimore roots for the Colts? Do you think anyone in St. Louis roots for the Rams?
Anyone in Cleveland rooting for the Ravens? Right.
I mean, no. The answer is no. Once they're gone, they are gone. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in Houston rooting for the Titans.
You guys are the Art Modell's Cleveland Browns. I mean, that's who you originally were. So
yes,
that is correct.
Hey, listen, man, you can't get married then get back with the ex. All right? I'm committed to the Seahawks.
Okay, but I love the quarterback you got.
Well, a lot of people like my exes.
Yeah, they do. Okay. I can't argue there.
You didn't have to agree that easily. Damn.
All right, Eastwood, who wrote the book The Da Vinci Code? Who wrote the book The Da Vinci Code?
Out.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Robert Redford.
Robert Redford.
Rushdie? Dan Brown. Who'd you guess?
Brown.
No.
Who wrote that?
Dan Brown.
Oh, Dan Brown.
Dan Brown. Mm. That's the most boring name ever.
My brother-in-law is Dan White.
Not much better.
Yeah.
Well, at least he was a quarterback for the Cowboys back in the day.
As I always say, old Ted Smith here is not going to judge people's names. Hey, you're right. His name's boring as hell.
Yeah. Lame-o.
Loser.
All right, your question. What is the longest-running U.S. game show?
It's still on?
Still on.
What's the one with Vanna White? Do they turn the letters?
Wheel of Fortune.
That's Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, yeah.
I'll say Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Oh, yeah, that is
one. There's three main ones in contention there. It's either Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, or Price is Right.
Price is Right, bitch.
All right. Eastwood, your question. Who was known as the Queen of Soul?
Isn't that my girl, Aretha Franklin?
It is.
I also would have accepted your Aretha Franklin, but we'll go with Aretha Franklin.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whore.
Liquor and whore.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Matt, National Men Make Dinner Day. Don't know if you know that one. So tonight, are you going to make Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or a can of soup?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is just killing it.
That was delicious.
Okay.
That's why I told you to leave it off the list.
I know.
You're still on that, aren't you? Huh?
Stomping everything.
All right, here's your question. Who did Nicolas Cage marry in 2002? The same lady had married Michael Jackson before that.
Okay, so it had to be... Presley. What is her name?
I'll give it to you, man.
Lisa Marie.
Yeah, Lisa Marie.
One and it. Done, Matt. Nice job.
Matt, I think you can agree that she knows how to pick them.
Yeah.
She went from Michael Jackson to Nicolas Cage. You go, oh, I see. You get married with no intention of staying married. Cool, cool. Before we let you go, I'm going to give you a true or false question here. True or false? After actress Janet Leigh watched herself in the shower scene in the movie Psycho, she would only take baths for the rest of her life. True or false?
That's true.
What is wrong with her?
Which is crazy because, like,
you know, it's not real.
And it still kind of presents that as the real possibility. No, that somebody could be stalking there,
but
man.
To me, it's more of this, right? Like, you were there, so you understand what the deal is. All right, you knew what the scene was going to be, but it's in black and white. And one of the things is that when she's standing there acting out the scene and the blood spraying down the drain and going all over. They use chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Because I'm black and white film. Sure, it looked better. Yeah. But I would just think, if I'm her and I go back to the moment that we're doing the scene and I'm screaming, like, it smelled like chocolate. There's chocolate. Like, even your honest visual of the scene, like, it wasn't blood.
You guys have never gotten spooked by a closed shower curtain, wondering if there's somebody just waiting in there for you. No. It's a quiet, dark night. It's nasty outside.
Where do you take showers?
Oh, man.
My God, I mean,
never know.
If I'm in a log cabin and... the car's broken down and there's a lightning storm.
I'm with Mike.
Really?
Before I take a morning poop. First thing, if it's a pee or whatever, first one of the day, you got to check that curtain. That's then right. You can use the bathroom.
Well, you should check the curtain.
You got to check that curtain and make sure there's not a snake in your toilet.
In the toilet or in the bathtub?
We got no.
You're
toilet.
Looking for killers in the tub, snakes
so
in the toilet.
Open up your curtain before you go to the bathroom in the morning.
Why don't you just leave it
Why
open?
Why don't you just
leave?
Yes.
Just you like the curtain. You like
you
to
gotta
go
let the curtain dry out.
Yeah, you gotta let the curtain dry out. And it looks crappy.
So you think someone climbed in there
and they're waiting for you to poop?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. You gotta check.
Your brain does stupid
things.
Do you
think someone's gonna watch you poop?
No, they're gonna kill him while he's pooping.
They're gonna stab your ass.
No one's going to. Ted's gonna be so proud one day when he comes and says, I just killed a guy that was hiding behind my shower curtain.
Right.
Google a man shot on toilet. I'm curious if there's ever been a situation. Man killed.
Guarantee you I can find him.
No, man is never. I'm telling you.
They have. I will find that story.
It's gentleman's rule. If someone is using the bathroom.
I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Dude, people get shot on toilets all the time.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Because you have been searched for. Word came out where you might be. And it was just easy.
Okay.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
See, I think that's breaking the rules.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Like murder.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Adam, sober, not sober?
I am sober and definitely not James.
All right, Adam.
All right, Adam. Well, when you decide to get unsober, why don't you have a men's room IPA?
You know, or six or so.
There we go.
Yeah,
there
you
go, Adam.
As long as you're home and not driving, drink a sixer.
Adam, it's National Men Make Dinner Day. You're going to make one tonight. You doing the Uncrustable, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or can of soup?
You know, I'm going to go with a can of cream of mushroom soup and a PB&J.
Hey, all right. Well,
what are the other
things? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Cream of mushroom and peanut butter and jelly.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know why, but that's my great-grandma used to make that, and it actually worked.
Okay, I appreciate you saying I don't know why.
How many mushrooms are really in there? Maybe like one little one quartered up?
Probably like one big one for you to see.
Yeah, I'm not putting mushrooms in there.
Yeah, a couple little pieces.
All right, and you think they can? You don't have to skimp on the mushroom part.
It's mushroom.
Yeah, I get you only get one little nugget of chicken in the chicken noodle soup, but still.
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of little nuggets, but they're so little that I think the entire amount of meat in there could probably fit in the palm of a baby's hand. Your question, multiple choice: Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, or Bach? Who came first in the composer timeline?
Tchaikovsky.
Bach.
It was, in fact, Bach. It went Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and then Tchaikovsky.
He's
the youngin'.
So you start
on the Bach. Yeah.
Aha.
To finish on the Tchaikovsky.
I was always told that you finished, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it Tchaikovsky?
Huh.
What's that?
Isn't it Tchaikovsky?
Yeah. What did I say? Tchaikovsky. T-C-H. A-I-K-O-V.
Right.
S-K-Y.
Yeah, you're saying Tchaikovsky.
Is that what I was saying?
Yeah.
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
Tchaikovsky. It's a martial art he knows.
Put on some of that Tchaikovsky.
Every neighborhood has a karate man.
I'm cultured.
I love this ass. All
right, here's your question. Of the 11 major Star Wars movies, how many did George Lucas direct? 1, 3, 4, or 6?
Three.
Six.
Four.
Ted got it right.
Yeah.
Ted acts like he doesn't like Star Wars.
Right. Which four, Ted?
Well, the original three and then the one that came out after.
Star Wars.
Oh.
And then Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith.
He's the reason you guys got Jar Jar.
He didn't do Empire and Jedi?
No. That's why people like those more. A guy named Ivan Kirshner did the second one. I can't remember who did the third one. Yeah.
Zap!
Sorry, George, but you know it's true.
Shots fired!
All right, your question. What actor played the villain in the movie Speed?
Oh, the Keanu Reeves movie.
Correct.
And, Sandra Bullock and,
he's so good. He's been in so many movies.
Anthony Hopkins.
Ah! No. Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Boom!
All right, question five, Adam.
Wouldn't that be a great name for a rabbit?
Dennis Hopper. I love Dennis Hopper as an actor.
Yes, as an actor. All right, your question. In what sport might you see a crucifix performed?
Correct. Lacrosse.
MMA. Or jiu-jitsu.
And gymnastics.
Oh, they do those too?
Very different, very different moves, but yes, they have the same name, different moves. All right, your question. Don Mattingly played what sport?
Baseball.
There you go, Adam. Nice job.
Well done, sir.
All right. So, to come, we got the head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Boy, oh boy, today the head chef will serve Steve the Thrill Hill.
Thank you.
His very first Uncrustable.
And look, the word is, not just from you guys, everyone that texted in, I'm going to love this, apparently.
This will be a life-changing event coming up at 4:30. And we have your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.